Charlotte Letter Award Show is going to be an awesome event. It's just a couple of weeks away, and it's going to be a sold-out event because we're going to have wonderful performances by James Fortune, Erica Campbell, Tasha Cobbs, William McDowell, Wes Morgan, Zacardi Cortez, Chanel from Trinity 5-7, and this awesome, legendary woman, Miss Twinkie Clark.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
How you doing, Miss Twinkie Clark?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
Wonderful. It is such a privilege and an honor to be able to talk to you. You know, I've talked to your sisters, but I believe this is my first time ever doing an interview with you.
Oh, well, good. Good. The pleasure is mine.
So look, we are truly excited. I want to let you know that our Lamplighter Award Show, I know this is your first time coming, is an awesome event, and we are so privileged to have you be a part of it this year. Thank you so very much for agreeing to come.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm looking forward to coming.
We're almost sold out. Today, we just got a word that we only have like 53 tickets left. That's only like, 24 pair.
Well, praise God. I look forward to seeing you and being there.
Now, we all have just grown up with you guys, listening to your music and all the wonderful songs. And we know that you are the person behind all the creativity. You are the writer, the arranger, the creative aspect behind the entire Clark sister sound. You are the one who plays the keyboard.
God.
Amen?
Amen, yeah. I have a mentor that helped me come up with good writing skills and to be able to play. And that's my mom, the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. I always wanted to be like her, and she started after so many years using me as her organist.
So how old were you when you took over playing the keyboard?
13 when I finally started developing. I started out playing for the choir. Then she got the Clark sisters into the recording business, and she told me, now you take over the group. And that's how I began writing.
So was it hard taking on that responsibility at such a young age?
Well, it wasn't too hard for her because it was my desire to do what she does.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that I could handle writing for the group, but the Lord blessed. And I was able to come up with some good music, praise God.
So how many songs do you think that you've written in your lifetime?
I would say within 300, 300 or 400.
Ooh.
Yeah. With her being the president of the music department of Churches of God in Christ, she had a national position. And choir members appeared by the thousands. So I had that experience as well as playing for the Clark sisters.
Now, pretty much, like you said, you were in charge of writing and creating the music for the Clark sisters, your sisters.
Yes.
How
yes.
is it working with your sisters and saying, look, y'all got to listen to me. Y'all got to do what I say.
Well, they felt like at least two of them are older than me. They felt like, well, now you shouldn't be giving us any instructions.
Right.
But when the Lord blessed me to come up with all this good music, then they started cooperating. And it's been ongoing from that point.
I always like to ask off-the-cuff questions where, you know, everybody wants to know how long you've been doing it. Well, we've been following you all your life and all our lives.
Thank God.
But what is your favorite song? What would you say is your favorite song to play?
My favorite song is Praying Spirit. That's my desire and will always be.
Lord, give me a praying spirit. I love that song.
Yes, yes. And we had two artists that recorded it, Reverend James Cleveland, before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another artist that recorded it. I believe it was Al Green, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, so that really gave it that boost that we needed for the song to get out there.
So tell us what's going on with Miss Twinkie now. What have you got coming up?
Well, I have a new recording, a new CD that's
right.
being released. And it was produced by my nephew, Larry Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an organ solo on there. I get requests a lot for me to play organ. And also, my sisters are on there singing Hallelujah, one of our old ones.
Right.
And also, my testimony from the song God Gave Me Favor.
Now, the latest single is There Is a Word?
The new single is There Is a Word.
Now, who's singing on that with you?
Larry and myself.
Fantastic.
And I hope you like it.
I
understand that I'm up for, I think, 4 Stellar Awards, and I'm surprised that's happening, so hopefully we can get some people to vote.
Well, you just put it out there, so they need to go out and vote.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Twinkie,
yeah.
Once again, we are truly excited. You are truly a trailblazer, a pioneer in your own works, and we're looking forward to having you on Saturday, December 7th at our Lamplighter Awards Show, Carolina Theater. Like I said, we're going to sell it out, so we're ready and waiting to hear from you.
Okay, I'll be looking forward, and I pray that the Lord bless us to have some good old church.
We going to have some church. You bring okay. it, Miss Twinkie. We going to have some church with you, okay?
All right. I'll see you there.
Miss Twinkie Clark, thank you so very much. God bless you.
God bless you, too.